You know, when children are going up and down on this, what do you say they're doing?
That's a seesaw.
And what are they doing? They are... Children are...
I don't know what they call it. I'm going to call it a seesaw.
How about if some kids tied a real long rope to a tree limb?
What?
If some kids tied a real long rope to a tree limb and...
Well, that's a swing.
Yeah. What was it you used to carry your coal in?
Scuttle.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Pipe.
What do you call a small little thing that has one wheel on it and you would carry things?
Wheelbarrow.
Well, out there in your garage, what is that thing that you call? That you drive your... When did I come over here in? I drove over in my...
In your car.
Uh-huh. If grease got all of your hands, they would be...
Greasy, wouldn't they?
They sure would. If you have a door hinge that squeaks, what would
all
you...
Right.
Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp with a rag and bottle and kerosene?
No, I never did do that.
Do you know what it's called, though?
A what?
Do you know what that is called?
A bottle?
Yeah, with that stuff in it.
That pull on.
Toothpaste comes in a... what?
Tube.
If a boat has just been built and it's just going to be put into the water, what do you say they're getting ready to do? They're gonna...
I don't know.
You ever go fishing?
Well, I used to go some, but I haven't been in 3 or 4 years.
How'd you used to go? Well, what, did you go in a boat?
No, I went in a went the car to the lake. Then they took the boat out on the water and I got to the lake.
What kind of boat did you use?
Well, just a control boat, a motor behind the pulley.
How was the boat shaped? Was it round on the bottom?
No, it was flat. Flat, flat bottom boat.
Did it have a square bow or what?
It's square on the back. Sharp on the front.
What kind of fish did you catch?
Well, both did crappie. Catfish and crappie.
Are those the most common kind of fish around here?
Well, that's mostly the ones that fish for, is crappie.
When your boys were growing up, their mother would take their clothes into them and say, when they're just learning how to dress themselves, she'd say,
put your clothes on. Change your clothes.
If you saw a little boy out on the road and he was crying, you might go over to him and you'd say, be quiet, I'm not gonna
hurt you.
If you were having an argument with somebody, how would you get them to say that you're right? What would you say to these people?
Well, I don't know. When you say you're wrong, or you're right.
If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, well, don't mention it. We, what, anyway?
I don't know.
If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you'd say, well, don't mention it.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. And then you'd say, it was no problem, because we what anyway? We were...
I don't know what all this is about now. You got this on tape. What's this going to amount to?
What's this going to amount to?
Yeah.
Well, it's just going to... this man in Atlanta is just going to
It's up to something, you know. And I'm going to quit answering. I don't know what this is. It's up for something.
No, it's not.
Yes,
really.
It is.
Well, if you don't want to answer it, then I certainly can't stay any longer.